we're going to do is you get me in stereo. But it goes through the halakhas of Shemitah in general, and then see how they impact this is the dollar minute. Okay. So the first thing is that the Rambam lists 7 different categories of Hilchos Shemitah. The last one is Shemitah Sofim, so that's not Negei Dos, not without the Esther at least. Too late now, you paid for your Esther, but you owe the money for the Esther, it's too late. But the first 6 are Negeim. So let's go through the first 6 very quickly, what they are, and then after we go through the first 6 what they are, we're going to go back and talk about them one by one. Some of them are not Negeim Esrog at all. Some of them are. Some of them are Negeim not so directly. So it's not the difference, but we'll see. Let's go through all this. It's worthwhile to go through all 6 just to get a little idea. Talking about Shemitah anyway, it's not so bad that we should know what Shemitah is. Okay, the first thing the Rambam lists is that in Shemitah there's halachas of avodas hakarka. You can't work for the karka during the Shemitah year. The halacha is anything which is necessary to maintain the plants that you have as mutter. Anything which is done in order to in any way make them better is osur. So the ukmi is mutter, the vruya is osur. And this is all of the halachas of that. We're not going to go through that. What is negeh to us, if a person would get an estrig from a place where they have not kept that halacha, doesn't become osur. It's nevad osur. In other words, a case where a person didn't keep the halacha of the Shemitah and he was over the karka in a way which he was not supposed to, b'di'evad is the fruit osur. And I mean, again, if you have an estrig from a net, a paradise, which is nevad, would that make it osur? Okay, that's the first halacha that the Rambam lists to go through in Perek Aleph. And the Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel is, so the first three prokhim talk about the halacha of the Vodas, what a Vodas, and what a Vodas are osur. Okay. What? Yeah. No, also. The second halacha is that a person is mechuyev to mafkir his sada. Let's say that again. A person is mechuyev to mafkir the peiros of the sada and allow access to those peiros. So the peiros are hefker. They belong to all of anybody who wants to take them. And you're mechuyev to allow people access to them. You cannot close off your soda and make it inaccessible. That's called shomer. You can't be the shomer of the karka. You can't watch, guard the karka. Well, now b'di'evad, if a person was over that halacha and the soda was shomer, he didn't make it accessible, he left it closed off. So what's the halacha of b'di'evad is shomer osur. And then again, might be in the gay, where a person get an esrog from a partisan, which was shomer, what would the halacha be? That's the second area of halacha the Rambam talks about. From people. Well, I'm going to go through. This is just an introduction. We're going to go through each one more in detail. Okay. The third area where the Rambam talks about, which is not negated to Esrog at all, just in order to give you the full list of idea halachas, just want to mention it. Is the halacha of svitim. Svitim Shrichim is something which grows on its own. It wasn't something which was cultivated at all. It grew on its own. So, like Rashi says in Chumash, so he's being kaitzer. While you're being kaitzer, in the 6th year, some of the grain falls on the ground, and it goes into the ground, it germinates, and the next year it grows, during the Shrichim year it grows. That's called Shrichim. Shrichim are also needs. However, it's a point of whether that's the Rashi or the Rabbanim, but it only applies to urachus, zeroyim, and kidneys. It doesn't apply to your lungs. Seeds. Right. So it applies to your grains, it applies to your kidneys, your beans, and it applies to your urachus, the vegetables. It doesn't apply to your lungs, since we're talking about all of the things that we're talking about, the lulus, the esrog, and the hadassim, all grow on trees. So we're not the issue of shemitah in regards to the aluminum would not be applicable. Okay. The fourth halacha the Rambam delineates regards to the halachas of Shemitah is that there is an issur of the master perishmius. We have the sukkah over here in Lachavala Hefzid, the Lachavala Malugma. There's a limit of what you can do with perishmius. There's kedushas shmius on the perishmius, and they have limits what you're allowed to do with them. You cannot be master them in any way. And that does have some implications in regards to the Dalai Min, which we'll talk about. Okay. The fifth halacha the Rambam talks about is the issur of skara. You can't do business with Parish Reads. So we have to define what's called business and exactly how in the world are we going to go to the store and buy an Esrig, which is a Shemitah Esrig. Why isn't that included in the law of business? And the last halacha that he talks about, the Keter of the Rambam talks about, is beer. There's a law of beer, which is, from a certain point in time, the peiris are no longer available in the field. They're not motzi b'sodah, they're not available in the field anymore. So the law is, Shemitah comes along, and I want to take some fruit, I can eat it, that's the mitzvah. I don't know, I'm supposed to take the fruit and eat it. Whoever it is. The owner's not worse than anybody else, but any person can come into the sodah, is to go into Eretz Yisrael and a sodah which keeps Shemitah, and you can take pears to eat them. That's fine. Well, let's say I can't take pears and I keep them. At some point in time, there's no more pears out in the field. I'm going to do beer. The beer is the process of removing the pears from the bias and putting them out to make them accessible for anyone to take them again. So I took X amount home. So I'm allowed now, you know, you see it's the time, there's nothing left in the sun anymore. I take what I have in the house and put it out and make it accessible for people to take. Okay? That's what Rashi learns. Beer is the most pleasant one. Beer. Let's say you didn't do beer. What's the law of bidyavid? You didn't do beer. You have when is his man of beer? If you didn't do beer, it's a bidyavid. Is it also? I mean, again, that will win you gay. So the law of the beer in regards to this. Okay, that's the basic areas of the Rambam list. There's two or three more things you need to talk about before we go into each one of these in more detail. Is that you have to talk about any fruit that you're talking about, is it a Shemitah fruit or not? I have to decide, is this a Shemitah fruit? So that's the thing we had in Kedusha, and you skipped the Kedusha over there. Is that depend on when it germinated? Does it depend on when it was picked? So each thing has its own halachas. When defines whether this is a Shemitah or a non-Shemitah produce. So obviously it's not the game, it's a non-Shemitah produce. That's wonderful. So that you don't have any issues. We have to decide, is this a Shemitah produce or not? That's another area which has to be decided. There's a halacha of Kedushas, there's Kedusha on the Domim of Perishvias. So the Domim, not only do the Perish get Kedusha, but the money which you pay for them. If somebody sells me away, which is mutter, some Perish Shvias, the money I give him gets a lot of Kedusha Shvias on it. There's an issur of giving that money to an Amoritz, because they're afraid he's not going to use the money properly. But all the lachas are how you're supposed to use money of Shvias. So that's negated to us. Who's the Amoritz for these lachas? And is there any way of getting around that? And the last point, which I want to introduce over here, is there's an issur mission in the set of Shvias. You may not take Eretz Shvias outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's possible in the Rambam. You may not take Eretz Shvias outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's a mission of the Rambam, and it's possible in the Halacha. And the question obviously is, how in the world are we going to get Esroigim from Eretz Yisrael in America if there's an Eretz Halacha, which is a Mishnah, and it's a Rambam, and Poskim Paskin, that you may not take Eretz Shvias outside of Eretz Yisrael. So those are the ten things we're going to try, or nine things we're going to try and touch on today. So that's introduction. Let's take them one by one and go through more detail. Okay? Okay. Number one. The first one is that there's an issur of Avodah Zakarka, and if it was Nevad, does it become Osir? Now, even if Nevad becomes Osir, it only becomes Osir B'Achilu. It doesn't become Osir B'Hanoah. So if that's true, that Nevad only becomes Osir B'Achilu, not B'Hanoah, so what's the problem in regards to Dalai Minim? I'm not eating them, I'm only using them for some type of benefit, or Mrs. Baba Hodesin, I'm not doing any benefit for you. What's the problem? Well, there's a halacha that the singing of the morning on the boat, that an esrei has to be roi l'achila to be kosher for the mitzvah of esrei. Part of the drasha of lachem is it has to be roi l'achila. So if I have an esrei that's not roi l'achila, I can't use it for the mitzvah of esrei. So I need to decide if it's esrei for mitzvah achila or not, because if it's not mitzvah achila, I can't use it for the mitzvah of esrei. So it is negated to us, even though the issue is not an issue of law, the issue is only an issue of achila, it will impact the law of esrei. Okay. What's the law? Isn't that an usher or not? So I have a field which is they do not keep the halachas of shvius, and the person that did it as a character against the halacha. Is it usher achila or not? Okay, so it's because it's in the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says that it's motzer achila. Did he ever never is motzer achila? The Ravid, however, passes that it's usher achila. And the Ravid says the makor for this achila is a din d'oraisa. So this is the rice of the eat. Why? Because the Torah says, well, set aside cultural labor. You should not eat anything which is abominable. And the Moray and Kula makes a drasha about Kuftes Vav, that kosher for Abdilachor, whatever I prohibited for you to do, is Nesar Bachir. So a simple kosher means don't eat anything which Rosh found abominable. One of the things Rosh found abominable was doing a Vaidah on the Karka during Shemitah. So since you may not do the Vaidah of Karka during Shemitah, the food is also to eat. The Gemara actually, the Gemara over there in Kulin, if I ask you, how do you know that you can't eat Basar B'chol, the Torah says you can't cook Basar B'chol. So how do you know you can't eat Basar B'chol? So you all know, Rashi says a Chumash, Mekas Rasha, it means Achila. Well, actually the Gemara in Kulin doesn't say that answer. The Gemara in Kulin says, because once it's innocent to cook it, Kosher Ta'abdi B'chol, if I eat Basar to cook it, you can't eat anything which is abominable to the Kosher Baruch Hu. Well, you cooked it against the Halacha, it can't eat it. That's how the Gemara says, you learn out the issue of Achila. Boss of the follower, because we're not from the exhibition. Okay. So the Rambam passes that it's also the right to eat. It's never, it's also the right to eat. The Rambam passes that it's mutter. Kosher Tafti B'chol has limits. Fine. How do we pass the Mokhala Maisa? It's a Mokhoikas. The Chazanish passes the Hokhil. That it's, we pass it to Rambam that never is mutter b'achila. Moshe and the Tshuva also pass in Zigris Moshe and Moshe and the Tshuva also pass in that never is mutter b'achila. Minig Yerushalayim, Rishul Salant, when the Yishuv HaYoshin, they started back in the end of the 1800s, so they started dealing with Shemitah issues because they started having a Yishuv again in Eretz Yisrael, which was planting, etc. Rishul Salant passed in the Bechumra like the Ravid, and the Minig Yerushalayim, of the Badat Yerushalayim is the Chumrah. So Nevet is also according to Minig Badat, the Chazanish, if you go to Minig Bnei Brak, the Chazanish, it's Mutter. However, the Chazanish himself, this is the Maisa, even though it's Mikra than it's Mutter, it's better not to. When he wrote, at the end of this, besides the halachas he wrote, he also wrote what he called Seder Shviyas, like the basic halachas psukas, over there he says he shouldn't buy neva. He shouldn't get involved in buying neva. So even though Mikra is mutter, he don't get involved.
Once it's mutter b'achila, wouldn't it be
b'al pashas? Listen, the guy who did the avodah, let him deal with it. I'm not mutter to go buy it. If I have it already, but yes, I can't, there's an issue of hefzel. Because it's Mechleikah. Okay. Now there are for my Mishnayos Kiyam over here. There's a Mishnah Shumas in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. The Mishnah says, "And the Teva Shviyas Yaakov. If you plant something in Shviyas, the Lachah is B'chiyum Mechuyav to uproot it. If you went against the Lachah and you did avoid on the karka, the Lachah is you can't even use it. You have to pull it out. So it says Yaakov. So what's the Mechleikah over here? It's the Teva Shemishnah that it's Yaakov. The Chazanish says that." You must create the Iker, but if you weren't Iker in the group, then you have the Paris of Mutter. So it's not discussing that they have the Paris of Usher, it's somewhat, you have a thief to stop the process of doing the avoider. So your Iker, remove that avoider, but once it was done with and it's finished with already, it doesn't ask for the fruit. There's a mission shvi. Also it talks about that. Okay. So that's the lochas of Nevat. So obviously the Chasila, we would not want to get involved in Nevat. Okay. The next issue is there's a myth, there's a lock of Hefter. the pears are hefker. I want to point out, by the way, the pears are hefker, the tree is not hefker. Your mechuyim to not allow access, but the tree doesn't become hefker. So the person, halacha is a person can go into somebody else's sada, on shviyas, and take the fruits. But he can't damage the trees because he's chayvah t'mazik. So he's mechuyim to be careful with the trees. I have this wonderful esrog orchard. I had an esrog dealers, the esrog farmers who keep shmita complain about this every time. That these people say, it's a great, you know, it's a wonderful thing, let's go pick an esrog. You know, go down to for free. You get an esrog free. Go down to the orchard, but they destroy the trees. They don't know how to handle esrog. The esrog is a very delicate tree, and they end up destroying the trees. You know, and afterwards, the tremendous amount of damage done to the trees by these people who are coming to be kind in the mitzvah of taking an esrog. Presently, there's no mitzvah to do that, to take an esrog from the tree. But no, they think it's like a wonderful thing. Kosher Indian, and they're over this sort of mazik. So you should just know that the din hefker does not apply to the tree. That's important. The hefker doesn't apply to the field either. So it's not hefker. But the Bialim is mechuyev to allow access to his field. And actually, she was told that the mechuyev is whether even the payers are not hefker mikra din, you have to be actually mafker them. But because he's told that hefker, the payers are hefker, but there's a mitzvah to be mafker them besides, you should be out to, but the real issue is in regards to the soda. Okay, so let's say the prisoner did not allow access to the field, and he left the field shomer. What's the law? It's a test of here in Lamed Tesla today, the Beis Avodah Tam, that shomer is osur b'diyev. The end of a prison did not allow access to his field, he passed the law. So the law is that the payers are osur now to eat. So then we get involved in our ethic problem. So payers of the field as a shomer would be possible to use for the mitzvah because it's not where lachim. According to the Ben Otam. Rashi holds, however, that Shomer is not Otzer B'Di'Evet. The Rambam holds that Shomer is Mutzer B'Di'Evet. What? The Rambam. The Rambam. And the Moshe on that same Shulva and Paskin that Shomer is Mutzer B'Di'Evet. And the Chalish also Paskin that Mutzer B'Di'Evet. His lashon is, he should be sent back on the Mekilin. If he can be machmer, it's humble of bracha. Okay, now, so what does access mean? So, there's a few cases where shomer is not a problem. Number one, if I'm shomer myself, because I'm worried about a danger to myself. I live in the Golan Heights, and I want to, so I'll just take down the fence, because that's a shomer. I have a fence all around my orchard. I don't leave, take down the fence so we can get to the soda. So Mikra, then you have to, that law is being machuyev to move, the fence will make pierces in the fence. They would, okay, so great, so now all of the Arab terrorists can come in and blow up my city, you know. So I'm allowed to put a fence around the city and my orchards to protect us from Mechablim. If you're doing it for the danger, the stomach was stopper, they had cities which were near the border, and they're worried about the border with other you know, nations coming in and causing damage, so that's going to be motzi. So if I have my orchard in an area where that's a real chashash, you know, my orchard is in downtown Tel Aviv, I think that would be hard to support that argument. If my orchard is in somewhere in the Negev or in the Gol, you know, I think it's a fine argument. Now the Rambam says further, you're not mechuyev to allow access to goyim. How are you allowed to put a fence up to prevent the goyim from coming and eating perish shviyas? Goyim are allowed to eat perish shviyas, and it's hefker for goyim. It's hefker, but you're not mechuyev to give them access. So if you had an open field and the goy came, it's not a galut. They're not stealing because it's hefker, and he's taking hefker. However, you're not mechuyev to allow him access. You're allowed to put a fence up specifically to prevent goyim from coming in. However, if in the case where there weren't, that wasn't, again, that wasn't the case where they were going around, you're putting the fence because you want Jews not to come in, that's going to make it a bit of a mashumer, and that's the machlokes that you had before. Mashumer doesn't mean a guard, it means a fence. So if the area is fenced off, that would go into the din of being the shomer. What are you mechuyev to do? Are you mechuyev to rip down your bed? So chamul meiko, it says as long as you open the door. You have to leave the doors open. You have to leave the gate to the sada open to make it considered. Okay. Now, I just want to point out, so in regards to the first two halachas, the Nevad and the Shomer, so we said this halacha, it's not Rav Achila, it's possible to be used for the mitzvah of Esther. Rama passes that, so Rama ben Hilchos Lulu, Parakas. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring it down. And the Bera Gerla in Tov Resh Mem Tes says, why? Why does the Shulchan Aruch bring the parish it in? That he's someone who loves what's kosher and possible for Esther. He doesn't bring it down. He remains as a tamer. And the Shulchan Aruch over there and he's got in the name of the whole Chazan Aruch. Why is it like the Rambam? It is a kasha why the Shulchan Aruch cannot mention that Allah, because someone's not Rav Achila, is possible. He doesn't mention it. It is an interesting question. I don't have an answer to that. Okay. That's number two. Number three was Shvichim. Shvichim are not negated to Esther. We pointed out Shvichim only applied to Yerokas, Zroyim, and Kidneys, vegetables, grains, and Kidneys are... let me translate the word Kidneys for you, because the translation of legumes is improper. That's a very bad translation for... The Rambam says in its Hakdama to Seder... The Rambam says that the definition of kidney is there are the five minis, there's the five types of grain, and any other seed is considered kidney. So any other tree which what you eat, instead of eating the vegetables, you eat the seed, instead of eating the leaves, you eat the seeds of it, so any bean would be included in that. Rice would also be included in that, and that's why rice goes into the issue of kidneys. Rice is not a legume. Right? Mustard seeds goes into that issue. Mustard is not a legume. Right? So then I don't remember, we always do about vegetable. Rabbi, it's not a legume. Why is it a problem of kidneys? Because you don't know what the word kidneys means. Right? And some wonderful fellow decided to turn the kidneys into legumes and created this problem. So this night doesn't mean legumes. It means, Rama says, anything... There's your rockets, which means you eat the actual plant itself, the leaf itself. And then the other, there's plants that you only eat the seeds. There's the five minis royim, which is the grain, and everything else is called kidneys. So that's the definition of kidneys. It's just an interesting point to know that. Okay, so Smichan apply to your rockets, royim, and kidneys. There's a question whether that's the rice or the rabbana, whether it applies to the rice or not. Now you all have learned a little bit of Chumash in your life, and you know that the parts of Parash Apostic, the beginning of Parash Bahar, that kidneys are also. It says, the Spirit, the Tircha, you can't be Kaiser. So it's a Parash Apostic that you can't use it. No, it doesn't say you can't use it, you can't be Kaiser. It doesn't say you can't do it, it doesn't say you can't use it, you can't be Kaiser. Our Summer Shannon will learn that it's the rice of Rabbah. However, the Rambam and Rashi and Chumash himself already, Rambam says it's only the Rabbanim. Why is it also the Rabbanim? It's the Rabbanim because, and now you'll see why it doesn't apply to trees in a second, because it's very hard to know whether this person planted it or not, or grew on its own. Well, if you go in the middle of the night, throw out some seeds, and it'll grow, you know, no one knows whether he put out the seeds there or just grew from the seeds which happened to be blown there by the wind. Well, it's definitely a temptation for a person to try and do that. Well, we say anything which grows on its own, you can't eat. Well, I know I have no temptation to do that, because even if it grows, I can't eat it anyway. So why should I want to be over this or planting the soda, the iser, if I can't eat the pavement? So that makes sense if you're talking about seeds, right? So all of these things grow from seeds. Well, if I plant an apple seed, there's no motivation to plant an apple seed because it takes quite a few years to have an apple. Apples from your apple seeds. Right? So I'm not going to go, there's no motivation to want to go and plant an apple seed in order to get apples. Well, what I might do is I might transplant an apple tree, right? You know, a sapling, and hopefully to get the two pet parents. Well, that's very hard to hide that. You know, nobody will notice, you know, yes, there's a goat, next to, there happened to be like five trees just grew up right by themselves. Right, obviously not. So there's no motivation to try and fool everybody and plant this thing, this acer, because, you know, you can't do it, it doesn't work. So there's no motivation. There's no. We're not. Someone not afraid. The person's going to try and fool everybody. If they didn't have to make a gzeira, make it off. It remains and they didn't. Then it just goes by itself. It's Muslim in her eyes. That's how Rambam learns the law of Svichim. What is the pasuk talking about? Now this is a law which is Magaya. Besides Isra of Avoda, there's an Isra of Tzira. You can't be kosher. How do you get the food from the field? You can't be kosher in the normal way. That's what the pasuk is saying. You can't be kosher in the normal way. You have to do it with some type of, some way that it's different than usual. Okay. What is the definition of an unusual way? I'll focus on the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says it means you have to do a little at a time. The normal way is you go out and you harvest the field. Alright? Get all your workers and you take a day or two and you harvest all the field. You can't do that. You have to do a little bit at a time. And then you take it home and you eat it. That's how you, that's what the list of the Pasuk of Eishvir Kachir Holoi Sikser is telling us. You have to be kind to it in a different way. It means Ma'at, Ma'at, Ma'at. That's what Rambam learns. Rama says if you didn't do that, you harvest the whole field the whole time, you're ever allowed to rice and you get malchus. You're ever allowed to rice of Sviach, Ketircha, or Sviachsa.
That's not just like Sviach, that's the old pair of Sviach?
Any pair of Sviach. Sviach was, I mean, possibly the Sviach because what else was there? The average thing which was growing in Shemitah was Sviach. Because you can't plant. So you can't plant what's growing. Well, the things which grew on their own. So the Pasuk is saying the things which grew on your own, you may not be kosher in the normal way. The Rama learns the Pasuk. The Rambam said that the Ramban argues, however, said that the definition is not based on the amount that you take. You have to do it with a shinoi in a different way. The Rambam does point out that a field where there's no motivation to want to plant there, it's planting this type of vegetable over here would be bad for the whatever's growing there, etc. Even if it's a client, so then they didn't ask to treat them because there's no motivation to plant there. So there are cases where you where see them even by your other things besides Ilanus would be Muslim. Okay. So then again, it doesn't apply. Rashi learns in Chumash the definition of Loisikser, interesting Rashi. Rashi says Loisikser, don't be cursed the way a Bilam is cursed. That's the this is the term according to Rashi. Don't act as the owner. You may not be cursed Sphere Kitzircha Loisikser. You can't act as well, it might feel like me cursed. You can go on like anybody else and be cursed like anybody else can be cursed. The neighbor walks in and wants to take some grain. He doesn't have to take it by hand. Takes a sickle and he cuts it. So you can do the same thing also. But you can't keep maintain it for yourself. It's not even just a zero. Because you can't maintain it for yourself, according to Rashi.
What's the difference? What's the difference versus doing it
how would it be nicker? No, according to Rashi, nicker is of the plus. It's not even telling you how to be cursed. It's telling you don't act as a violin. In other words, don't be shoving your field. Allow your field access. You have to allow access to your field. Most learn that from the dinner of Tish Matana. The halacha of allowing access to the field is the halacha of Tish Matana. You have to leave it shomer. You're not good. According to Rashi, it seems in Rashi, the Chumash is learning that that's the number six. Okay. Okay, now let's move to things which are more negated to there's an issue of Sura. Okay. There's an issue of Lachal of the Sura. So that's going to create questions, how in the world are we doing business? You know, you have a person selling a Suragim. How is he selling a Suragim? What is he doing? Selling one in Suez is not Tosef here. Alam Tosef Nawaz, Tosef points out that selling one or two, selling a small amount is not this is Sura. Sura means you're in business. You're not in business for one or two. It's right. You're in business for a significant amount. So if I go down over there and the fellow says they want to, you know, pulls one off and says I'll sell it to you, okay, that's more. That Dabar Mu'at is Linker is Mu'at. How much is Dabar Mu'at? So this is again, not the one to ask this, again, it's any pair of Shvias. So the point, some say it's Mazen Gimel Sudas, but you use a day's worth of food. A Shabbos worth of Mazen Gimel Sudas is a Shabbos. The amount you can use for a Shabbos would be considered Mu'at, Dabar Mu'at. Then he says a share of a week, actually, he's Mako, and then he says, oh, you're buying a week's worth of food at a time, that's not a problem with Sura. Okay. I can't do Sura. I've done my halachas of being kosher, etc. Everything like the way I'm supposed to. I picked the way I'm supposed to. I can't do Sura. So, what is mutter? So the question is over here, how to learn up the sugya over here with the lulav. And Mishnah says, well, I give you an esser, the matana, and I charge you extra for the lulav. I'm a vliya in the dinei lulav. So what is the issue of the Gemara is addressing? The Gemara is addressing the issue of Isser of Skara. So Havloah will take care of the problem of Isser of Skara. Havloah means that I give you the Esserig or the Perishvius, whatever it may be, as a Matana. And there's something else you're buying at the same time, which is, does not have a lot of Shvius, doesn't apply to it. And I'm giving you that, I'm charging you more for that. So I'll charge you for a little this year, you know, price a little going up this year, and my friend will love him this year, cost $70. That's the argument for free. So no problem, I'm charging him $7 for the lulav, that's the argument for free. I have a law. So I take care of this. I'm not doing business with the story, I'm doing business with the law. I have to charge him quite a lot for the lulav, but if you want to pay for it, that's your problem. Right? So Tosha says that the Havloah will take care of this Iskara. Rashi argues that Rashi holds that Havloah will not take care of this Iskara. This Iskara does not become mutter through Havloah.
The reason, if someone
says
different
levels of Iskara, right?
So can you raise the price of the
lulav? No, but you can raise the price of the lulav according to how big your lulav is.
I
can't change it. It can't change the no, I couldn't. So one sec. So there's another Eitzah, and this is the Eitzah. Rashi learns the Isser HaKloah, the Mortzah HaKloah, we're talking about the Isser of the Mei Perishviz, which I'll get back to that. The Eitzah which they use is called Eitzah Bezna. So let's explain Eitzah Bezna. Okay. Kaiso is allowed to take these fruits. So, Kaiso is not here to take the fruits. So Bezin, acting as for the benefit of Kaiso, can go in there and get the fruits of Kaiso. So, first of all, the Bezin you need for that, Riyashiv writes in a place, he says, since it's the type of the Tiber, you don't need a Bezin of Mumkin, even Bezin of Hedyaitis, you don't need a halachic Bezin of Smukin. Any Bezin of Hedyaitis would be sufficient for that. So the Bezdin, acting as the representative of the Tiber, are taking over this Sada for the Tiber. So we're not, it's not Shomer, we're not keeping ourselves, we're making it accessible to everybody. Well, there are certain things that need to be done in the field. We said abodas which maintain the trees are mutter. Abodas which make it better are also, but whatever is needed to maintain the fruit is mutter. So there's work which has to be done. You have to harvest it. The work which has to be done. You have to find a place to store it. So Bezin hires workers, and they pay the workers for the act of maintaining the tree. They pay the workers for harvesting. There's always some harvesting because they're not harvesting for themselves; they're harvesting for the Tiber. Right? The person they might hire might be the owner of the field, because he knows his field the best. He's working now as an employee of the Bezin. Right? So he's got a salary. And Bezin says, well, we have to store somewhere. Well, he's got this wonderful silo, which is a great place to store all the stuff that we need. And so we bring it. So we'll pay him rent for the silo. So they pay the owner of the soda money for usage of the silo. They pay him not for use of the field, because that's hefter, or it's, you know, hefty accessible. And they pay him for the work. Okay, now they had to raise, where did they get the money from? So the Zman Chazal, they would charge a tax to the Tiber. This idea is a Tosefta, the source of it is a Tosefta, the Shemiz Parakhet, that Bezin would do this. Bezin would charge a tax to the whole Tiber, and because it was done for the Tiber. Then Bezin would now have it transported into the city, whoever did the transporting, again, they would pay for the transportation, the cost of the transportation, which was, you know, the gas and the whatever it is, they would pay for everything. Now they have to raise the money. So right, they would get it from a tax. Well, nowadays it doesn't power the tax, so they charge you money for the fruit. So even though Shemitah is really hefker, what are they charging for? They're not charging for the fruit, they're charging for the work. So there's no problem with skara because they're not charging for the fruit. The issue of skara is on the fruit, not on the work. Okay? So it's a great idea. Okay, so now, based on that, comes up a few interesting halachas. Number one, obviously, every time I sell fruit on the market, I'm considering all my expenses, plus I want to make a profit. So over here, Roland is discussing the expenses, not the profit. So obviously, it has to be, the cost must be less than the normal price. You cannot sell the regular market price because it obviously means that you're looking for a profit, and that's already a problem with Skura. What's the profit for? The profit's for the fruit. You can't charge for the fruit. You only charge for your cost. Well, every year, if I'm charging, I take a pound of apples and I charge $1 for a pound of apples, I calculated all my costs plus my profit. So over here, there's no profits. If you've got the profit, you say, well, it's only cost you 75 cents or 50 cents. If you discuss it, so it has to be less than the regular price. So it's best to be less than the regular price. Number two, the Chazanish comes along and says, you can't sell by sugyan. I can't say, after number one, sugar olive, sugar bag, three types of a soybean. I can't do that. That's for the esrog. The cost of processing them is the same for every esrog. The fancy esrog don't cost more to process. All of them cost the same. So according to the way the Chazanish says, it's one price. And if you get an esrog from the Eitz Bezdin from the Mishnah Karel's Eitz Bezdin, which is the Bnei Brak Bezdin, there's only one price for all the esrog. There's only one sug and there's one price. Okay. Okay. So they can only charge one price. They can cover their costs also. They have costs of renting the place and transporting it. They have costs also. They can add that to their costs also, but they can't charge you profit. That's it. It's so dark. So you have to deal with somebody who you trust. Now, every person along the way is functioning as the shliach of the bezin. He's not the businessman. He has to, so the person transporting is the shliach of bezin. The person who's selling is the shliach of bezin. Right? Or he's the shliach of the people who are coming to buy it, because really it's their fruit. Just, they are not holding by traveling out to the field to get it. They want to have it in Yerushalayim, Mir HaKadosh, accessible to them. Well, we took care of getting the fruit to you. So we are just working for you. We are the government for the people, right? We're here to help the people, right? So the people have to function as shluchim of the... Now, in Minig Rishalayim, you have to do three sugim. So how do you do three sugim? The Bnei Brakers have a good time. Well, since nowadays we don't have the power to tax, I have to motivate you to buy. The Bezin needs to cover their costs. The Bezin, to cover their costs, is using a way to motivate you to what interest in their buying. And that's the thing, Ben did all this work, the company's alive and says, nobody wants potatoes. Nobody wants carrots. Ben spent all this money and has no way to cover their expenses. Right? So Ben says, we'll sell to you for a discount. Right? Oh, so now he runs, okay, discount. I'd rather go out to him myself. So they have to find a way to motivate you. So they find a way to motivate you. So one way to motivate you was that if you walk in and take whatever the box is and that's it, you'll be pretty frustrated when you open the table. That's what I want to buy for the mitzvah. So you say, okay, there are sugar olive esrogim. Oh, I'd love to buy those. Okay, some people, they would rather be cheap and they'd rather buy the sugim. So they were matter three sugim. Now, the third, you have that explanation over here, which is difficult to understand in America. Part of the reason why they're mounted is because when you sell Eitz Bezin, you're supposed to sell it in a different way than you normally sell. So be nicker that you're selling Eitz Bezin. The muscle, the Eitz Bezin, your Shalayim, will not sell in stores. They sell, and they will rent out a place that's not normally used to sell food, they will sell there. My brother-in-law is just in Eitz Israel, says one of the main places they sell off of Gula, out of somebody's professor. Somebody's professor. Is now Eitz Bezin's sale place. You go up to, go up into Rehov Yonah or whatever it is, and to the Stern's house, you go straight to their house, out to the repasset, and you buy. Okay? So they say, well, it's not a problem because in a regular Eitz Yisrael, there's no sugim in Eitz Yisrael. Every esrog costs different. Right? If you ever bought a sugim in the sukkah over there, There's no prices there. Oh, this one, yeah, 50 shekels. That one, 75 shekels. That one, 20 shekels. There's no price in any of them. So for them, 3 sugim is considered an abnormal way to sell. Okay, that's great. In America, most Muslims, you go to Lakewood, that's what they do. They don't sell 3 sugim. They sell, you know, there's a sugim for $300, there's a sugim for $225, and there's one for 50. But you go to Baltimore, there's 3 sugim. So I don't know how exactly they get around that problem. I'm not sure how they do that. Okay, let's get moving over here. Sebastian, so that's the idea with Sebastian, and that's a great idea. Okay, that's the eighth of Ur-Sabezin. Ur-Sabezin deals with two things. It takes care of the Sparrow problem, so you're not paying for the payers. Also, it takes care of the Nekar Shriya's problem, so you're not paying for the payers. You're paying for the cost of getting the payers to you. You're not paying for the payers. So now, somebody came along and said, you know what? If you hold how the law works, why can't we just do how the law without Ur-Sabezin? I'm not paying you. I'm paying you for your work. I'm not paying you for I'll pay you a lot for your work. Now, we don't believe the cost of the asterisk, you know, the profit, i.e. the profit, and the pay for the work. So, would that work? There are actually some questions suggesting you should do that. And but a lot of say that the right person said you cannot do that. It has to be on an object. We don't do on a non-object the idea of Havala. Now, there's an issue of the Neper Shvius. Neper Shvius get all kinds of Shvius on them, so every halacha you have, you have enough to food, you can't waste, things that you buy, you can't waste, you can't use it for anything else, blah, 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 blah. All of the halachas apply to the Neper Shvius, and there's an issue, we cannot give the Neper Shvius to non-Mors, because more than most of the Masudas, because we don't trust him to use, that he's going to use it properly. Halacha, the Neper Amoritz is from the Gemara, means that an Amoritz was on a Gemara. The Avodah Amoritz was a Chavar. Chavar is a person who went to Bezdin, part of Bezdin, was tested, and was given the status of a Chavar. So nowadays, we're all Amoratz. Because we don't have the Chavaris of Bezdin. So you can't, what do we do with the Meper Shvius? So more than Muslim Gemara Sudas is a problem. So I go there and I pay for my Esrig, right? And I pay for my Esrig, so it's not a Bezdin, so I'm paying for the Esrig. I'm paying for the Esrig. It's not Sparrow, if you don't send one or two, that's fine. Take care of my Sparrow problem. But I'm paying for the Esrig. That money that I give him $50, $60, $70, that's more than most of the Gemara Sudas. I'm not allowed to do that. I can't give him the May Parish Rears, more than most of the Gemara Sudas. That's how Rashi learns. That's how the Eitzah Havloah does. Havloah takes care of that problem. So the Eitzah, this is the Rabbanon of that you can't give to Namoritz. You may pay Shmiras, but that's every summer on Havloah. I'll pay you for the Lulav, $60. Not for the answer. Okay, so now I've taken care of, so even though we'll take care of the scar problem, we'll take care of this of the May Pair of Shmiras problem. There are other Eitzahs for the May Pair of Shmiras. There's a Gemara in about a Zohar Daf, some of Bezim and Bezim. The Gemara says that if I buy it on credit, if you eat it, or if you sell it to me on credit, I buy it on credit, I eat it, and then I pay you for it. I'm not paying you for the Nei Perishmias, I'm paying you for the Chayv that I owe you for. I'm paying you for the Chayv. That's not called the Nei Perishmias, and there's no problem with the Nei Perishmias. If you buy on credit, you take care of the Nei Perishmias problem. Kajin is a Makadish. Not only if you eat it for kids, no one was going to eat it. The Moors over there, they would take it, they would take Parish Rias in the seventh year, and they would pay back in the eighth year, and that's not a problem with their Parish Rias. Kajin says, not only if you eat it first, as soon as you record it, by buying on credit, as soon as you record it, I'm paying you after, I'm not paying you for the fruit, I'm paying you for the money that I owe you. So correct. So it's not a problem. There's a question of prices that works even on a Kenyan, only on a Kenyan derice, even on a Kenyan derabon. Okay? No. The main pair of shvias, gets because of shvias, it's called, the more ones are the din of chalipa. I give you this for that, so the producer goes, it stays there, but it also goes to here. So it's only when I'm exchanging the fruits and I give you money for the fruits, that money gets Kedushas Shvi'is. I'm like, over here, I didn't give you money for fruits. I took the Torah's card, it's mine. Now I owe you money. So not, that's not called the Rei Peri Shvi'is. So it's not called Chalipei Peri Shvi'is. It doesn't get Kedushas. That's the sugya. That's the Gemara actually challenges it. Unless it's a blot challenging, but it's true. Not the Markham, not it's true. Rei Peri Shvi'is, this din is true. Okay, so that is the Kazanisha's Mekel, since Shvi'is is not as Ezra Abana. The Sama Hashid says, even if you're coming with the Kinyan Drabana, even if you're coming with the Kinyan Drabana, so if you buy the eighth, and that's the Surah, whenever you buy this, you know, whenever you have an issue of the May Parish Shvi'is, or the Bezdin, the eighth is buy with the credit card. So you buy with the credit card, right? So there's no problem. Or if you won't give me on credit, give me a credit, but I'll give you the credit card, so there's no problem with the May Parish Shvi'is. What I'm not sure about is with a check. Because the check is interesting, Charlotte. I don't want to get involved in that. Some of us don't send you with the lumps of how a check works. And I'm not sure how to deal with a check in regards to this. However, if you do that ASA, you have to be careful, because when the Shabur brings up an issue in Tafresh Namches, that there's a Mephoitis Risharnim and Acharnim, and a Kinder Bonim gives you wireless derision. And the first day of Sukkot, I have a mitzvah to be take the aluminum. It must be mine, you know, ASA. By only the Kinyan Drabonon, so it's not my Midrash. It's a Mechoyim. So what is the Kinyan about? What is the Kinyan Drabonon? So the Drabonon, the way you're fed on the Talisman, the Talisman is with Kedra. You give money for the Talisman, the Midrash, it's yours. Midrabonon, you need a Mashiach also. Mashiach alone, Midrash does not work. Mashiach, Hagbah, etc. All those Kinyan do not work in Midrash. So if I go there and I take my Dalman, I'm on credit, I didn't give you any money, so that's wonderful. I did Kinyan Drabanan. Now I come, first day Sukkot, and I'm in a, what do I do now? Chatzar is the Raisa. So if you have that, be kind of with your Chatzar. So he's Mundi, he said, I'm only backed to you. You take it home to your Chatzar, you put it in your Chatzar, and you're kind of in the Raisa. That works very wonderful for people who own a Chatzar. Right? For a Bokhar doesn't own a Chatzar, what's supposed to happen? Well, if you use your father's chutzner, then he can give you as a matana. Matana works in the Raisa. We pass him by matana, since there's no either Raisa, Mashiach, or Hagbah works in the Raisa. Because there's no din kesef, no eitzim kesef by matana. How are we supposed to be guarding it? So theoretically, over here, the answer to the guy, if you use an eitzim Hagbah, so the Efi gives me matana. That's no problem. No problem is the lulav. Okay. You have to be careful with that. So that is the scar issue. I don't want to go over time, so let's... I only have 5 pages left. Not going to finish this. Okay. There is an issue of hefted that you have to be careful with how you deal with Parashriyas. The Gemara says that you can use it for achila, shpia, sicha, and alokas in there. You can only use it for things which the Gemara says which is hanasan of yur and shav. That's the Gemara's definition. Which means if I in some way make it inedible before I actually get my benefit out of it, that's awesome. That's the issur of hef. So I can't use it for mulugma, for ritia, I can't use it for haki, I can't use it for all those different things. I can't use it for mishra, all of those, because the problem is it's not an anotam b'yur and shav. Now that, the second half of the Gemara goes weiter, the Gemara says that anotam b'yur and shav seems to define the object. The only time it's considered a parish, someone has kedusha shvi'is on it, is something which is anotam b'yur and shav. So now that sounds like that the first should be a sphere. The only time I did a Kedusha Shvi'is, it tells me you're a Shabbos. So what is it doing up here in Shabbos? There's no Kedusha Shvi'is. Terrence is very simple. Things which are normally used, and often if you're in Shabbos, there is Kedusha Shvi'is, then you may not use them in any other way. Things which you don't normally use, there's enough of you're in Shabbos, they don't have Kedusha Shvi'is at all. Things which are go either way, it depends what das you had when you cut them. So if I cut it for the purpose of something which would be achila, which is a muslim yiran shava, they get kedusha shvi'is. If I cut it for something which is not for a muslim yiran shava, they don't get kedusha shvi'is. So the Gemara says eitzim, since the main uses for Asim was Lahasoka, that's not Halacha Urin Shava. First, the ace is consumed, and then you have the heat. We cook on coals. We don't cook on open flames usually, except for strange people like the barbecues and open flames. You make the fire, you let it simmer down, you have the hot coals, and then you cook. So the ace have a dinner, they're consumed already, but the beer is before the hamah. So there's no din for the shmiyach on ace. The only exception is the ace in the mush. Now, what about lube? It's a dinner for the shmiyach on a lube. So Mishnah says no, right? You must leave it into the lula. Tell him there's only kedusha shmiyach on the lula. Now, there's a lot of Gemara. The question is, the Gemara has a problem. Why? Because there's a lot of Gemara, the main uses of lulav, and lulav aren't great for hasaka. There's not a lot of real wood over there. They're used for brooms. A broom is an ultimate urine shava, because as you sweep, you wear out the leaves. But the benefit of sweeping and the wearing of the leaves comes simultaneously. So there's a kedusha shmiyach on the lula, because it's an ultimate urine shava. So the Mora says there isn't a kedusha shmiyach on the lula. So why in the world, what's the eighth of the, are we talking about, of being a bliya, the cost of the asterisk into the lula, of the lula also has kedusha shmiyach. So let's point out that when it comes to, let's go back, we said one of the points we're supposed to get to, which we're not going to get to, all the details of it, so these, what defines something, which year it's from? Is it a sixth year fruit? Is it a seventh year fruit? Is it an eighth year fruit? So you learn the Gemara in the Beis Mavais, over here. So by Ilonas, you go back to Chanot. You go when it started producing the fruit. So by Lulav, you go Basar when it starts producing the leaves. So a Lulav tree, which even though you might cut it off in the seventh year, but it was running on the tree in the sixth year, it's not a Shemitah Lulav. It's not a problem. So a sixth year Lulav, you can have Leah the asterisk of the sixth year Lulav. On the other end, a eighth, when you take it, you take a lulav in the eighth year, which grew in the seventh year, that does have a din shmiyas on it, and it would have all of the kedusha shmiyas on it. So it's scar, etc., all the halachas. Right? So what halacha lamai? So what do we do with lulav? Now, the Rambam learns the Gemara not like this. The Rambam learns the Gemara, and this is also Rashi brings it in Bava Kamma, brings this chapter in his Rebbeim, that the Gemara is questioning, is a little bit different than other eights, and the Gemara's answer that it's not. Since Tam Eitzim Lav Sofer Kaimi, therefore all eights, including Lulav, do not have Kedusha Shmiyach. So Lulav does not have Kedusha Shmiyach according to the Rambam. And the Chazanish passed him like that. The Chazan Shulchan passed him like that. That there's no kedusha shmiyas on a lulav. That's the minig. There's no kedusha shmiyas on a lulav. Now, two more swaras of kulav. There is a Ritvah. Ritvah came along and said that since nowadays we don't use it for sweeping, so whatever you use it for, we don't use it for sweeping, so it's Tom hates it. So Mela would go back to have no din. So Kuliyama shouldn't have a din of Kedusha Shmiyach. And he says, besides that, there's another swara which Ritzvah says in a different place. If you planted a Chidach HaTzil in the Shem Mitzvah, so this tree was planted not for the purpose of that, since the Shem Mitzvah, so that would be Kaveya that it does not have a din of Kedusha Shmiyach. It's not going to be used for that other purposes. It's not going to be used for any type of consumption type of a thing, so they're not a Kedusha Shmiyach. But the Ritzvah says that. And you can't do something for the Shem Mitzvah? They talk about it. Is it an ace to say use the Shem Mitzvah? They don't understand the kind of... Okay, reverse. I have to stop now. I can't continue. There's a lot more to talk about. So I guess after Sukkot, some point in time.